This is the sound of the 1971 Holden, the most exciting arrival on the Australian motoring scene this year. It is new from the ground up, a sleek, all-new, all-Australian body, new suspension, new engines, new interiors, and some of the most advanced safety features yet seen on a locally built car. Rob Luck, editor of Modern Motor Magazine. What is the new Holden really like?
Well, it's impressive and different, particularly different from anything we've ever seen in Australia before. This is a world-class machine stacked with advanced styling, engineering and safety equipment. General Motors has even extended the model range to provide a car for every buyer's pocket.
Well, that's how it looks on paper, but Modern Motor wanted to find out what it was like on the road. The test crew started with the glamorous new Monaro range. This is Rob Luck calling the shots from behind the wheel of the booming big Monaro GTS 350 with manual transmission and limited slip disc.
To get away clean and fast, we'll rev this big V8 engine right to 4,000 RPM, then drop the clutch savagely. Now, 30 miles an hour in 3.1 seconds to 40 miles an hour in 4.5 seconds. Then into second gear for 50 miles an hour in 6.4 seconds. 60 miles an hour coming up in 8.6 seconds, followed by a flying shift to third gear. Then 70 miles an hour on the stopwatch in 11.5 seconds. 80 miles an hour in fourth gear together at 14.7 seconds. 90 miles an hour in 19.3 seconds. And 100 miles an hour, or the magic ton, in just 25 seconds flat. The four-speed gearbox gets you 47 miles an hour in first, 63 miles an hour in second, 80 in third, and 129 in fourth. That's big power and big performance, but with standard seat belts, big new ventilated disc brakes, and coil spring suspension, the Holden Monaro GTS is also one of the safest high-performance cars available.
But the biggest Monaro is certainly thirsty when it's driven hard. The test crew could only put 11 miles into each gallon during performance trials, and the total test average was only 16 miles per gallon. With careful use of the throttle and steady medium highway speeds, Modern Motor lifted fuel economy to 21.5 mpg, but that's the best you could expect. That sort of performance and thirst for fuel is beyond the average driver's price bracket. But the new range of engines provides good power with good economy for the family machine. Torquey six-cylinder engines that stretch 24 miles into the gallon but still take the family luggage and tow the holiday boat or caravan with ease come cheaply in the basic range of Belmonts and Kingswoods. Rob Luck, just what is the model breakdown?
There are five engines all told, two six-cylinder and three V8s. The V8s are virtually unchanged from last year, but the 6s have increased cubic capacity, power and torque. Last year's bottom of the line 161 cubic inch 6 becomes the new 173 with 118 brake horsepower. And last year's 186 and high performance 186S are replaced by a single engine, the 202 cubic inch 6, which puts out 135 brake horsepower. To get the extra power safely to the ground, GM has built in a new coil spring rear suspension and a full front chassis. The new body is wider, with an increased track for greater road holding, and it's also longer, lower and slightly heavier. The wheelbase is unchanged, which means the car isn't bulkier or harder to turn and manoeuvre, yet there is more space inside due to complete redesigning.